Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
No, not this f***ing time. No f***ing way.
Let's talk about being nearly 30, but definitely being single. If you are new to my page, my TikTok, my name's Zoe. I'm 29 and I'm turning 30 in July. And I am single. I have been single now for 3 years. There was a little something in between, but honestly, at this point, doesn't even count.
What the f*** are you telling me for?
What?
I have kind of done my life a little bit backwards.
What else is new? A modern woman who has done her life backwards. Oh, and that little situationship you had, it totally counted. Your soul counted it. That was a soul tie, toots. It was a soul tie.
I don't know why I did it, you know.
And you got me f***ed up if you think, I think, that you only had one situationship over a 3-year time frame.
Shit.
Around 25 years old, I'd been in a really long-term relationship. I'd bought a house with this guy, totally envisaged being together for the rest of our lives. Literally, when we bought our house, there was a nursery at the end of the road and we talked about sending our theoretical future children there. So this was very serious. But I had like a little bit of a midlife crisis. I think I felt like I was settling down way too early and way too young and I just hadn't lived my life yet.
You're a whore.
I mean, I like the body, you like the body.
I can make my own money, I can be a hooker, and I'm just in Prada shoes and Prada dress.
We broke up. So I did have another relationship after that that was very toxic and emotionally abusive.
Of course, you left him to get with toxic Chad. You had an upstanding man who was going to live his life out with you, take care of you, make sure you were straight. Y'all could have had a beautiful family, but you wanted to go be a damn thot and go get with the dudes who were going to treat you like garbage instead. They love it. They don't want to be treated like a princess, despite what they say on these TikToks. They want to be treated like yesterday's trash. It turns them on. So she wasted that other man's time and completely broke his heart. So she can go in the streets. You don't deserve another man.
Hell no!
And you're average at best. You were lucky you got him. You can't be this mid thinking you're going to go get something better. Never mind.
That's another story for another day. We now are where we are now, which is pretty much 3 years single and approaching 30 this summer.
You're a fucking loser. You're literally a fucking loser.
Am I a little bit broken? Am I at the point in my life where I've just kind of, I guess maybe worried myself from being alone and also being burnt, that I just have put up blockers because I just find it easier to be on my own and reduce my likelihood of being hurt? Now, please don't get me wrong, I definitely don't feel positive about being on my own all the time. I actually had an experience at my stepsister's wedding. This was a few years ago.
What's the point?
Pretty much when I first became single as to where I still am today. And it was when it was the first dance song. And I've never dreaded it more in my life. But the reality was honestly so much worse than I actually thought it would be. Obviously, the couple went onto the dance floor, did their dance, and
say it! Say it!
It gets to that bit where they invite everyone else onto the dance floor. And I'm not even joking. I looked around and every single person was in a couple and it was just me stood at the side.
You totally deserved it. But the pain and embarrassment you felt at that moment, it can't compare to the pain and embarrassment of that guy you f***ed over.
Remember that?
But you probably didn't even shed any tears when you left that guy out to dry. So we damn sure ain't gonna shed no tears for you here over here at the MDC channel.
I was actually with like a little kid who was like a cousin of someone else in the family. And she was stood next to me kind of right at the beginning. And I was like, oh, like, let's go and dance together. Like, she was like 4 or something.
Pathetic.
And even she burst into tears. And I was like, brilliant. I stood there alone, literally burst into tears.
Oh, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
And took myself to the bathroom to kind of sort myself out. It's moments like that where kind of like love and relationship.
You know what's sad too? Like, a moment like that is insignificant compared to all the other good reasons why you should be partnered up with somebody. Having somebody to dance with at weddings is really, really stupid. that's the thing that made it hit you.
That's stupid, guys. Is this camera on me?
Yeah. I had a man crying, screaming, and throwing up last night because he found out I was going on dates with other people.
If Jesus can't save these hoes, why are you trying? What make you think you greater than Jesus, nigga?
And then I said, well, it doesn't feel like you're pursuing me. And then he said, but I'd love to pursue you more. I just don't want to come off as clingy. And then I suggested he stand in his authenticity and show up as himself. And
No, red flag. When they start speaking in therapist language, just get the fuck out of there. I'm surprised the big ridiculous granny glasses didn't run them off. Did you notice at the beginning of the video, she laughed and scoffed at the idea of a guy crying and being hurt? They're satanic, man. I promise you they're satanic.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
There's something in them that loves to just see a man suffer. It's sickening. It really is.
And declare how he feels about me. If he wants to know me better, know me better.
No.
I'm open to it. And he said, okay, let's talk tomorrow. Tomorrow is today. I haven't heard from him, and I'm so detached from dating now, so I'm just like going about my biz. I get a 2-minute voice note from him letting me know that actually he's not ready for a relationship, and he has to date casually right now.
Keep going, I'm mute.
Just think about it for a minute. She has a roster. Can you imagine a guy that comes across this goofy and looks like this having a roster? Not a chance in hell. Female privilege for you, female privilege. I love it when they get played by guys they weren't even interested in. It humbles them a little bit. But then they look at their phone and see, 56,000 notifications. And that humbleness just goes right back to bullshit arrogance.
I don't give a shit, but do you see how... Sometimes I feel like men have brain damage.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch.
I have said it once and I'll say it again. If you do not want your husband or your boyfriend to cheat, it's very simple what you need to do. Here are the 5 things, guys. Initiate intimacy. Don't make your man beg.
And I just don't understand. I just don't get it.
Okay? I mean, every day. Number 2, make sure there is a home-cooked meal on the table. If you guys don't live together, that's fine. You could bring him over some food.
What?
Number 3, clean. Clean the house.
I don't want to.
I mean, if you're with some tall, handsome dude with money, it's a good chance he's going to cheat regardless of how good of a girlfriend you are. But hey, that's the trade-off. Nobody gets everything. You know what I mean? You got tall, handsome, and he paid. You should be setting up chicks for him to cheat on you with. That's called being grateful. Want a lesser chance of getting cheated on? Get with a guy you see is beneath you. Yeah, I didn't think so.
Number 4, do his laundry. It is such a easy thing to do and could go a long way. Number 5, when he gets home, give him some peace and quiet. The last thing he wants is a chick that is nagging at him.
Took you that long to figure it out, huh?
Hey, folks. It's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumbass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
Give him some peace and quiet. The last thing he wants is a chick that is nagging at him.
Well, y'all can't help it. I mean, see, this is an act. This is an act that can only be kept up for so long. You know, when she get 45, well, she look like she already 45. I don't know. But at some point, she's going to turn into a nagging, bitter bitch. They can only keep up this fake act for so long.
Tick-tock, motherfucker!
The only thing that keep them acting right is the dread that you might go. When they know that you ain't going nowhere, like after they push out the kid, or after, you tied in with them financially and stuff, that's when all this goes away. There's no incentive to keep this phony shit up after that.
All right, let me explain something. If my man doesn't like it, then I'm not doing it. Let me rewind. If my man does not like it, then I'm not doing it.
Stop the cat.
It sounds good, man. It really do sound good. I just don't believe him. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just too jaded. I don't know. This is the right mentality to have, though. So if there's any women listening, yeah, follow this advice. But the nose ring, the masculine tattoos, I'm just not getting a feminine vibe. I like what you're saying, though. Just don't know if I can trust it.
And I know some of the younger generation might be screaming right now. But hear me out. That's my man. That's my heart and soul. My best friend. He is my partner. We are in this together forever. And I don't know where it got lost, but your partner, spouse, husband, wife, they're supposed to be up here, above almost everything else, including yourself.
Well, fellas, that doesn't apply to you. Don't put her first, because that's how you get put last. Focus on your career. Focus on your hobbies. You know, I'm not saying mistreat her. I'm not saying totally neglect her. But don't let her be your everything and your all. Because at that point, you're kissing her ass. And they don't respect that.
You are never going to meet anybody with that kind of mentality about women, you sick son of a bitch.
You got to give her just enough to keep her wanting more.
That if he doesn't want me to do something, he has a good reason for it. And I know that he has my best interest at heart. Just like I do for him. So I can be independent, opinionated, and be my own woman while still respecting and listening to my man. That's all there is to it.
It's a made-up tale. It's a total fabrication. It never happened.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.